What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Oh, wow. It's a reality show every day, isn't it? Welcome. Nice to have you all here on a Monday morning. And, you know, the quagmire, the conundrum exists. A real shift in the on the political scene, a real shift in voter attitudes, and a real, I think, major shift in terms of ideology preference. It's gotten pretty confusing and messy on both ends. And I'm referring to Donald Trump. And let me make this clear right from the onset of the show. I will vote for a buffoon, Donald Trump. And I can't contain it. I have to be straightforward here. I mean, his behavior is, it has been irrehensible. And I said, well, okay, well, he knocked off 16 opponents. Now it's time to become presidential and serious. He's just not doing it. And I think the answer is, if you want to consult a psychologist, this is who Donald Trump is. He's always won. He's always done it his way. He's always felt he doesn't need anybody. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he needs nobody but the popular vote. But when you've got people like me who are really, at this point, heavily in support of Donald Trump, not even a question, not a moment's reflection. He's just making this extremely uncomfortable because you've got a buffoon, Donald Trump. Yeah, I said it right here. Versus a criminal and a traitor in Hillary Clinton. See, here's the key. I may not say anything as relevant as this during the course of this entire hour. I would rather have a buffoon who's somewhat unpredictable, who is unpredictable in terms of how he will preside over a criminal and a traitor. Hillary is a criminal, and if you go up in the dictionary, check out the definition of traitor, she's a traitor. She and Barack Obama and John Kerry, they're all traitors. Let me make the distinction. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is maybe the most revolting woman in the country. Yeah, she could be more revolting than Hillary Clinton. But she's not a traitor. I don't know if she would be if she had the chance. So that's your choice. And when you look at the parties, they've almost morphed into one. For a long, long time on here, I said the Republicans are dumb, the Democrats are evil. And now I'm beginning to think too many Republicans are evil. And when I say evil, it's under the same umbrella that I define it with the Democrats and their ideology. But that gets me to the ideology. I don't think there's a conservative tradition left. And you have to just scout up a few people in this country who are true conservatives. You know, it was Ted Cruz who I was looking at, and there certainly have been a number of questions asked. But I'm going like you are on what the majority of information provides. But I think the Conservative Party and the Republicans are pretty much gone. You've got Trump, who's definitely more liberal and moving center left, even on a number of issues, because he can't stay focused on consistency in one interview. I mean, whether it's taxes, whether it's his approach on women, whether it's ability to get along with the Republican Party. I mean, he is all over the place, but I don't mean all over the place from month to month. I mean, all over the place in one interview. And it really concerns me. Then you look at the majority of Republican conservatives. And I now have to put that on quote in a quote. And what's happened? Am I one of the only smart ones out here in the political scene? Nothing to do with my listeners. I'm talking about in the political scene, so I didn't intend that as an insult. But Mark Levin, who I would absolutely put at the top of the list, I'm now scratching my head, and I'm saying, what's going on with this guy? Is it, again, self-serving? Is there someone in his family who worked for Cruz or Hillary? Why is he turning on Trump? And in essence, taking a good portion of the conservative wing, the voting bloc in this country, and have them say, well, if Levin hates Trump and he's not voting, then maybe I shouldn't. I don't know what the reason is, but I want to talk to all of you genius politicians out there. Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, the wheels have come off. George Will, who sold out quite a while ago. Charles Krauthammer. Bill Kristol, what has happened to this party? When it's so many of them, Paul Ryan, so many of them say, I'm not voting for Trump and I'm not voting for Hillary. They did that by not holding their nose and voting for McCain or Romney. And look what's happened to this country. And the Emperor Barack Obama is still taking us down that course of destruction. Now, I don't know whether if Cruz selected Rubio, I mean, if Rubio went on early as a vice president, Cali Fiorina obviously wasn't the answer. And it was kind of symbolic when she fell off the stage. There was the whole Cruz campaign falling off the stage at the same time. But he would have been a much better pick. A much better pick than Cali Fiorina. I mean, this woman stuff, this gender stuff, this diversity stuff, it doesn't matter. Now, it may matter to the Democrats who are going to use this as a tool, but it doesn't matter. I think the conservative bent in our society is gone. It's more populist. It's more national. It's more isolationist. It's more protectionist. And I'm going that way. I'm not for intervening in a lot of affairs in countries unless there's truly a direct threat to the United States of America. And then again, there are a lot of threats. No more of this ideology, of any ideology, except perhaps an extreme move to the left by the likes of Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and that goofy, yeah, she's goofy as can be, that goofy Elizabeth Warren. And now part of me says, you know, I love this. Who else has had the you-know-what, the kahunas to come out and call these people for what they are? And then on the other hand, you say, hey, I mean, he's got the nomination. Isn't it time to play a little diplomacy? Trump doesn't do it. He just doesn't do it. Making statements like going after Paul Ryan and that he might spearhead a move to have Paul Ryan removed. And I'd love Paul Ryan get out of there. I don't like what Paul Ryan has become. I don't know if he ever was anything other than this, but I don't like what Paul Ryan's become. But you can't just go out and say it. Or I guess you can if you're Donald Trump, and you're going to be sitting down in a week or so to try to work things out. How much support has Donald Trump lost from the political right and the conservative party? He can't do this alone. The funny thing is, I don't think he's sorry. I don't think he regrets it. He'll only reinforce his feelings, which leads me to the conclusion. Our political landscape is changing and has changed dramatically, dramatically in this country. This is the first time since our founding forefathers put forth the basic principles and tenets of this country that the shift is so dramatic, it's almost impossible to fathom. And now you've got a choice. You've got a choice. Don't tell me about this third party independent stuff. It never has worked. It won't work. Donald Trump or that lying, rotten Hillary Clinton. You have to go Trump. I mean, Cruz was my number one choice, and as time went on, we found out that he wasn't the epitome of perfection either. Still think he was the best one out there. Yeah, am I nervous? Am I uncomfortable? Yeah, I am, because I think we're caught up in someone's bizarre, overinflated ego. I don't know. Let's change talk. We'll come back to this later on. This is stupid.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
clause that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, I guess I was kind of alluding to the lack of talent in a certain way in this country. We've got a lot of talent. One of them is reflected by our next guest, Olivia Keister, and it's spelled K-U-E-S-T-E-R. She is the author of Tommy's Jungle Adventure, Wallpaper Story. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, and barnesandnoble.com, and congratulations, Olivia. It's so nice to have you on with your book.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, you should be, and you should be very proud. A little about yourself so people will understand that you're getting the jump on things at a very early age.
Okay. Well, my name is Olivia. I am 14 years old. I'm in eighth grade. I love to write. This is one of the children's books I've written. I'm working on a couple more right now to come out as part of the series. I'm also a singer. I love to dance and act as well. So.
Wow. I mean, 14 years old. Wow. I hate to tell you where I was and what my mentality was at 14 or even 20 or even 25. So you're doing some great things. Where did all this emanate from? Was this the influence of your parents, or have you been pretty much self-directed, finding things out on your own?
Well, I decided to write this series because when I was a little girl in our old house, my older brother had jungle wallpaper on his wall. And so my dad used to always tell stories about that. And as I got older, I decided it'd be really neat to like recreate his stories and turn them into books. So a lot of it has come from my parents. They're great role models for me and they're really influential in my life. But I'm also a really self-motivated person as well. So I know how to work hard and get the job done myself.
Good for you. I just love stories like this. What is the series about? And what specifically, what is this one, Tommy's Jungle Adventure Wallpaper Story, about?
Well, the series is called Wallpaper Story, but this one is about a toad named Tommy who meets a frog. If the frog comes to his school and he decides that he would much rather be a frog than a toad, so he leaves his pond and goes out to search for a frog pond, and in the process of trying to find the frog pond, he gets lost, and he gets all dried out, and he can't find water anywhere. So this eagle named Freedom comes and talks to him and reminds Tommy that he's special the way he is and that he has purpose and that he shouldn't try to change himself because he was made perfectly the way he is.
Oh, I love it. So you've already talked kind of subtly about the message in this book. What are the messages in this book that you'd like people to take away from it? And what age is it targeted for?
This book is targeted for usually like 3 to 9, like if your parents would be reading it to you, but reading level, it would be anywhere from 8 to 12. And the message of this book is really just teaching young kids out there at an early age that you don't have to try hard to be someone that you're not, and that you're perfect the way you are, and that being someone beside yourself is not going to make you any better. The best you is you.
Good for you. I'm blown away with your polish and your sophistication at such a young age. What do you want to do when you become a lady and go through college and get what do you want to do with your life?
Well, I want to go to college and major in musical theater and then hopefully go to Broadway. But later on in life, I would love to go to law school and be a lawyer.
Okay. Wow. What was the toughest part of writing this book for you?
The toughest part would just be sometimes I would have a little bit of a writer's block. You know, I'd have a really good part going strong, and then I would just have like a moment where I can't think of the right word, or I just couldn't remember what I was trying to write about. And so I'd have to go back and make lots of edits to the book just to make sure it sounded right and it was all on track and it never strayed off topic.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I do talk radio every day and I have the same problem. So it really is quite normal, quite natural. Was it more difficult writing the story or developing the characters?
It was probably more difficult developing the characters just because, you know, you have to have that good character background and you can't just start the story out of nowhere where you're like, wait, why are there these two toads right here? You have to make it obvious where they came from and what they've been through so you have a little bit more of a background about the characters.
Olivia Keister joining us. I want to spell her last name again just in case you want to Google her. You don't have a web. Do you have a website?
I do. It is... I think it's just Olivia Keister author, maybe, at tapepublishing.org.
Okay. I'm going to give them the spelling of your last name so they could, if they Google you, they'll find you. Or you can go to Tate Publishing and get all the information. It's Olivia Keister, and it's spelled K-U-E-S-T-E-R. I asked you what the most difficult part of writing is. What was the easiest part of writing it?
The easiest part was probably just talking about the lesson of the story, because I'm really passionate about being yourself and teaching young kids that it's okay to be who you are. And so I think when I got to that part of the story, it flowed really naturally for me, just because that's something I'm already an advocate for. I already talk to young children about being themselves. And so that was just a really really easy part of the story for me.
Have a lot of your friends read the book? And if so, what do they say about it? And I know, you know, everybody's family will tell you great things, but I have a hunch they're telling you the truth on this. What about friends and family?
All my family is really supportive of me, and they're all really impressed, and they keep encouraging me to keep writing more. And several of my friends have bought the books, too, and they all say, I'm pretty sure you're the only 14-year-old published author that I know. And so a lot of my friends are supportive and really, like, complimentary, and they are always there for me. And when I get stressed out about writing, or when I am like, I have this appearance or whatever, they're always there for me, and they're just the people that are always encouraging to me.
You're also a religious young lady because you've incorporated God and religion into this book. Is that difficult to do?
I've grown up in a Christian home, and so I know that it's important for me to incorporate my religion into my book, but I will be honest, at times I felt like I couldn't incorporate it too much because I didn't want to offend anyone in the culture we are today having so many different religions. But at the end of the day, what's important to me is writing about what I believe in, and I mean, if that's going to offend some people, they don't have to read my book, but I know that I want to get that message across to the people that are like me and maybe even change some people's lives that aren't Christians.
Wow, another perfect answer. I'm overwhelmingly impressed here today. I really am. So much so that we just have a few seconds left. Is there anything that you'd like to conclude with to tell our listening audience?
Well, I want to say thank you to you. This is an amazing experience for me. And also, if everyone out there would check out my book on tapepublishing.org or Amazon, that would be great just to help me get going on my next book. So,
well, thank you so much, Olivia. Thank you. You're absolutely fabulous, and I wish you success, but I have no doubt that you've already achieved it and will have lots more of it in life. Thank you for blessing the airways.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We'll break and come back with more other good things. I guess that's a subjective interpretation. We'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a 4-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a 4-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
Trying to figure out how to do this show for the next 6 months before the elections, assuming there are no shocks. And it's Trump versus Hillary. And oh, do I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I really want to see Hillary behind bars, and I don't think it's going to happen. She belongs behind bars. I mean, this just isn't a passive response. And when someone says to me, and I know I'm on the airways right now, I mean, how do you really feel about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? I always try to keep things in socially acceptable manner, and I certainly wouldn't say anything on the air, and I don't say anything on the phone. But I think people who listen to the show have a pretty good idea of how I feel and how a lot of the country feels. And if you want to look at the polls, you know, they've been wrong all along here. It just seems to me, in so many ways, Donald Trump is trying to figure out how to lose this again, assuming, let me stop saying it, assuming Hillary Clinton is the nominee. I just have to make that assumption until I hear something different from the FBI, Obama, and Loretta Lynch, and it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So you got a choice, and this is what I mean. I'm going to have to keep saying this and saying it and saying it. I'm having lunch with a dear friend tomorrow. I hope you're listening, and I sent you an email. He's a dear friend. I said, do not talk politics. That, I've gotten to that point, and you can call it arrogance. You can call it anything you want to call it. The point is, there is, unless you want to call into the show at 888-205-2263, and I'm happy to accommodate you, there is no debate in the sense that, other than Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton is the worst thing that could happen to this country. Just look back. If you're too young to know, look back 25 or 30 years. There is a video that came to me, and I get a lot of emails every day. I'm not even going to give you the website for it. It's a girl about, you know, about, I guess, Olivia's age. She may be about 14. It's an 8-minute, very descriptive video of Hillary Clinton, and she reads it, you know, she does beautiful job reading it. But it covers just about everything on Hillary Clinton you can have covered. At the end, I mean, I don't want to kill the shock. You're going to have to go on Google. I'm not even going to give it out. But it's really circulating this country. And at the end, you know, the tease is be sure to hear whatever her name is says at the end of this. That's all I can say. But, you know, amen. I sent this out to so many people. And there is no, I mean, there isn't a difficult choice to make here. And I've bashed Trump, and I'm bashing him now, and I'm saying, is he stupid? You're going to sit down with Paul Ryan. Maybe this is what he feels he's negotiated in business with. But the difference, instead of negotiating with a party in business, he's really not just negotiating with Paul Ryan. He's negotiating with all the Republicans. And even though you don't have a high opinion of them, you don't want to lose their backing. Because a lot of them are arrogant and stupid enough just to either not vote as Bush and I think McCain is there, and a number of others who aren't going to vote for him. They're lining up. You might as well just hand the presidency to Hillary and then watch what happens to this country. You can say anything you want. Mitt Romney's one, too, who didn't show up. And I have lost my respect for Mitt Romney. But all I can say to people out there is one of the things that kills me is thinking if Mitt Romney were president these past few years, oh, the difference. I guarantee you the difference would have been unbelievable, except Obama, who was bragging in a talk to Howard University, was just again touting all his incredible accomplishments. All lies. But through his eyes, all the truth. He's achieved almost everything he set out to do. And now he's got a big move where he's looking to integrate minorities, poor people, individuals with bad records into luxury white neighborhoods. I'm not for discrimination, but this isn't a matter of discrimination. And I hate the term diversity because diversity implies that should be equal representation of all people, independent of what they want to bring to society. I've said this. I'll say it again. I don't care if they're in an administration blacks. If they're the best people, that's great. I'm not looking at color. But to say we've got to have them and we've got to have so many Hispanics and we've got to have so many women and we've got to have a one-armed transgender Asian, it makes me sick. If you vote for Trump, fine. He's going to continue with his outrageous or crude behavior. And who knows? He might end up getting a lot of things done that we never could because he doesn't care, except he's going to have to be beholden to either PAC money or groups to raise money to carry this. I don't think he's going to spend $2 billion of his own money. I don't even know if he has it because he won't release his tax records. I don't know. And that's another issue. I mean, and it's baloney when he says that the auditors are looking through it. It's stacked this high, and he'd like to release it, but he can't. I mean, I don't buy that. But what I do buy is the difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I started off this show by talking about a buffoon. He's an arrogant braggart. He doesn't tell the truth about a lot of things. He just doesn't. Hillary is a criminal and a traitor. Stop and think about this. This is why at lunch tomorrow, my dear friend who said he can't vote for Trump, he's going to have to vote for Hillary. I'm not going to ruin my lunch by debating this. He sent an email. I'll have lunch with you only if you don't bring up politics. I'm liable to jump across the table and strangle him. Now, don't take that literally. This is difficult for a lot of conservatives to adjust to. It really is. It is. But go back and look at the guy in office right now who looked at his grandmother, his mother, typical white person, or what he tried to get away with that really revolting, treacherous Reverend Wright, Michael Flager, Bill Ayers, and so many others. Resco. The real estate deal. I mean, you could go on. And this is before Obama even took office. There were reasons for dismissing it. He says in his own book he was born in Kenya. If you look at a copy of it, his own admission, he was born in Kenya. So therefore, as Chris Matthews would say, I'm a racist. How dare me mention it? If Barack Obama said he was born in Kenya, and I've seen it on several videos, you can't say it. I mean, I'm just politically incorrect even by saying it, even with his words. Can you believe this? It's just gone over the edge a little with Trump's mean-spiritedness. And he doesn't seem well-informed. He doesn't have a great vocabulary. I don't think he knows what's going on in foreign policy. He changes position contradicts himself. He keeps saying tremendous, great, huge. He built one of the great companies. I can't stand it either. Can't stand it either. It's a choice. I'm going to keep saying it, I guess, until people stop listening. When Hillary played to the green vote, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, let's go green. Let's go alternative energy. She bragged that she would put miners out of work. And then she was confronted with it, with an out-of-work miner. Poor guy was suffering. And then she lied. She just flat, oh, I misspoke. Every time she does, says, what did she say about Bosnia with the sniper fire? She misspoke. Oh, she made a mistake with the emails. She had it to do over again. She wouldn't use a private server. She didn't realize it. Lie after lie after lie. I'm not even touching the Clinton Foundation. And you look on the other side, and I'm going after both of them because I'm not happy. Trump University. It's just, you know, it's not that I'm a negative person. I'm trying so hard to see the silver lining. And yet I still have no problem making my selection. We'll wrap things up.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, I ended the last segment with Trump University, and I just had just certainly one example where there's a lot of controversy and lawsuits, and I'm not really taking Donald Trump's side. I do remember having interviewed a couple of years ago the president of Trump University. Honestly, I can't remember who it was or what the interview, what the content of the interview was, but I do thousands of these, but I did remember that. So which takes precedent, the email shenanigans of Hillary Clinton with her server? Trump's, I don't mean this in a marital sense, but his infidelity with the Trump University, you know, it comes down on Hillary every single time. She has a greedy Wall Street for profit schmoozing, and yet she goes after the very people who have made her wealthy and brags about being a progressive at the same time. Now you look at Trump about the nuclear triad, who's dumber, he or Obama? Trump doesn't understand a lot of what's going on, but look at Obama's foreign policy. Where do I begin? Except to say, where does this end with Iran and what he's done? Now I realize that Joe Biden and the Obama administration is further going after Benjamin Netanyahu and the West Coast settle the West the areas in the West Bank, the settlements. Just go after your enemies. Just go after your friends. Forget your enemies. Kiss up to them. Now, man, I could go after Obama on a lot of things. 57 states, corpsmen, Austrian-speaking Austrians, Hillary's lie about the causes of Benghazi, Libya. The red line to Assad. I mean, this is only recent. The deadlines to Iran. I don't know how people take it. I mean, is it a sellout? I just don't get it. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you succinctly what it is. The same hate that people were consumed with George W. Bush, and I'm no George W. Bush fan. The hate that they have for Trump. It's the best word I can come up with. It trumps anything evil or illegal that Hillary or the Clinton administration or the Obama administration and Obama has done. I mean, his own foreign policy advisor, Ben Rhodes, just came out and he admitted he lied about foreign policy. Nobody, it doesn't matter. How could this not matter? It doesn't matter. I understand Trump is jumping back and forth between should we increase taxes, should we lower taxes, we're going to tax Wall Street, we're going to tax the rich. Then the double talk about how we're going to have less of a tax than he said, and it won't be a tax increase. Is it scary? Yeah, it's scary. But you got a choice in 2016. It's not just between Trump and an untruthful former Secretary of State, but it's a matter of which is the lesser of the two evils. Who's done the greatest damage to the nation? Who's done it? Is it Corey Lewandowski or is it Ben Rhodes? I'm not a Corey Lewandowski fan. I think he seems to be too much like a thug. But that whole thing with Michelle Fields was blown out of proportion. What he did was instinctive, and I don't even think needs an apology. She blew that thing up, and I'm glad she's gone from Breitbart. I don't care if I ever see or hear from her again. You don't have Lincoln or Reagan or Jefferson, or for those who like Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, you don't have them to choose from. They're not on the ballot. So wake up and deal with reality, and don't tell me I'm angry and I'm not voting, because although it may not represent a vote for Hillary, it represents a vote against the whatever's left of the principles of the Republican movement and the non-progressive movement. So don't tell me you're not voting because you're an independent thinker. You think about those so-called Republican elites. They help create Trump. The issues, all the magic buttons, illegal immigration, outsourcing, huge deficits, trade, political correctness. I mean, how could you not be aroused when you think about these issues? This is it. And then you're seeing the true colors of the Republican Party when people like Jeb Bush, who signed the pledge to support the front runner, isn't going to sign it. So he lied, didn't he? I don't know about Ted Cruz. I mean, it's pretty tough when you go through a campaign being insulted and lying, Ted and his father. I understand this. But you've got to rise above it. You've got to say the guy won it. He won it legally. He won it fair and square. And then you got the people who are in the middle of this reality show. People I just find offensive, like Megyn Kelly, who's more interviewed and doing a selfie of her at an event than she is about being an objective journalist. Journalism to me, by and large, for the most part, is a non-existing trait or skill anymore. Especially when you have this crossover with Bill Maher, in a sense, praising Ann Coulter when he is just a repulsive, bright, but a repulsive human being. You got Michael Moore praising Kelly, Megyn Kelly. People are crossing over. They're crossing over lines. There's a lot of confusion. But it's easy to deal with this confusion if you deal with the conclusion. Who do you want running the country for the next 4 or 8 years? You got a choice. It's either Hillary or it's Trump. Think about this. You have a choice. You want Hillary Clinton? Go ahead. You want Trump with maybe a measure of hope, because I think Trump loves this country? Vote Trump. I'm voting Trump, and I'm not afraid to say it to anybody. All right, I hope I've been a good professor today. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.